This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and I'm at the National Biodiesel Board Conference, and I'm here with Gary Weinberg with Western Sierra Services. Gary, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Nice to be here with you.
Well, thank you, Gary. I really appreciate you taking some time out. Congratulations. You were part of the Innovation Award. And I think people, you know, who are fairly new to biodiesel have no idea how this industry got started. So what was your involvement years ago in really getting the biodiesel industry up and running in Las Vegas?
Well, in 1999, I was with Haycock Petroleum as their sales manager. And Mr. Teal, Russ Teal, who was definitely involved in biodiesel for many years before that, called me. Although I had no idea who he was, we invited him up for a conversation. He told us that the business in fuels that we had here in Las Vegas that year would probably be going away the following year because they were going to need biodiesel to complete their RFPs. So Mr. Haycock and I entertained Russ, and we went to see a few people that Russ knew to confirm the fact that the biodiesel was, in fact, a great product. We went to the Nevada Department of Transportation, met with a Mr. Ron Corbett, who told Mr. Haycock and I a story about how he could not get one of his vehicles to pass the opacity test. Okay, so they threw 5 gallons of biodiesel into his tank on this vehicle, and he went back through the testing site and miraculously passed the opacity test. So Mr. Haycock was definitely, understood the value of biodiesel. And between Russ Teal, myself, and John Haycock, we decided to build a plant here in town. And Russ was only making about 5,000 gallons a month. We were awarded an RFP for 150,000 gallons, okay? And so that wasn't too bad. We figured we could handle that down the road. Unbeknownst to me, we allowed the school district, the city, and the county to enjoin or joinder this contract. So before we knew it, we had 5.5 million gallons of product we needed to produce, producing 5,000 gallons a month. So needless to say, we had a tiger by the tail. The good news was we won the award. The bad news was we won the award. There was no two ways about it, you know. But Russ, being as innovative as he is, and with the help of REG, we managed to supply the entire contract. And today, biodiesel is still being used in every one of the agencies that we first began with.
So, Gary, what feedstock, when you got off the ground at your 5,000 gallons a month and you were, you know, newly converted to biodiesel, what feedstock were you using?
We use strictly yellow grease from the restaurants and casinos and the hotels here in town. We wanted to keep it local, and that's what we did.
So what kind of gallons were you able to produce just here in Las Vegas?
Well, that's a good question. The MGM Grand alone produced over 50,000 gallons of cooking oil per year. And we had made arrangements with every casino from Prim, Nevada, all the way up to Mesquite to be able to pick up their used cooking oil and turn it into biodiesel. As a matter of fact, the MGM Grand actually had a bus that was running on this product, and they put little signs on the bus that said, you know, you're being driven to the airport using our fryer grease. And you know, the people just love that. You know, it was a real exciting time.
So you weren't only an innovator in terms of converting to biodiesel and beginning to produce biodiesel and sell it, but you also had to create that infrastructure and that program for the used grease, correct?
Well, absolutely, yeah. I mean, we handled the used grease by going out and talking to the folks that ran these hotels, the maintenance people. And they were happy to give it to us because up until that point, they had been paying to get rid of it. You know, it was a waste product. We told them we can turn this into biodiesel and we're going to clean the air. I was a member of the Las Vegas Clean Cities Coalition back then. Okay, and we were not meeting air attainment, quality. And by using biodiesel over a couple of years, the coalition determined that we were now attaining air quality that we needed to have here in the city. So it was a win-win for everybody.
So Gary, what's the next step in terms of innovation? You know, obviously, you know, people probably don't perceive that Las Vegas and Nevada would be such a core area of innovation, and you have been. What do you think is going to happen in the next, you know, 3, 5, 10 years?
I think that we'll continue to use biodiesel, and as it grows, I think what we're really looking to do is to bring more independent people in. In other words, the agencies are already on it by mandate or otherwise. We want to get the local trucking companies. We'd like to get the public sector that use diesel fuel to begin using biodiesel. And the way to do that is to have the people that own the service stations out here carry it in their pumps so that they can offer it to the public.
Well, great. Well, Gary, I'll go ahead and give them all your contact information so they can contact you, because I'm assuming you can go ahead and produce that biodiesel.
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you, and congratulations again.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.